Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Success in the Holy Quran Everyone desires success, everyone wants success and wants to be successful The Quran guides us, the Quran tells us time and time again, if you want success, then follow this way. If you want to avoid failure, then refrain from this. But how many of us study the Quran? How many of us read the Quran? How many of us understand the Quran is telling us on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? This is the issue. This is the question. The reality is that many of us are too far away from the beautiful, majestic teachings of Islam. Inshallah, in this episode, we're going to hear about what the Quran says in regards to difficulties that occurred in our life or problems that occur in our life, hardships that occur. At the end of the day, why do they occur? How do they occur? So many times we end up feeling sorry for ourselves. How do we go about avoiding the pitfalls that lead to difficulties, hardships, worries, concerns, calamities, problems. And inshallah, by the end of the episode, you will have a greater outlook on why problems do occur in our lives. What is the cause? What's causing them? And how to avoid them so that we can attain success, inshallah. How we can be successful, free from problems in our lives. Al-Quran Al-Kareem tells us that وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whatever difficulty reaches you, whatever reaches you from affliction, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ And it is due to what your own hands earn. Now in life, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, there are many, many actions that if we do them, they will bring khair. Respecting parents, respecting your elders, showing affection to youngsters, looking after cats, for example, providing water to an animal when it's thirsty, helping the community, partaking in welfare activities, financially helping the poor, removing someone's debt and burden. So many examples that if you do those things, hidden within those a'mal, are so many asbab of khair, are causes of goodness. You do these good actions, inshallah, goodness will come back to you. Allah Ta'ala will open doors for you. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make life easy for you. And this has been experienced. This is from the mujarrabat. People have witnessed these things. You look at massive, massive ulama, scholars of Islam. They recall how they served their teachers. Maybe by carrying their sandals, their shoes. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala granted them futuhat. How someone served their parents. We have a famous example in Islam, Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayh. How he served his mother on a cold night. She made dua for him such that he became one of the highest ranking awliya. So hidden within these a'mali salihah are means of goodness. Similarly, in life, there are so many actions which if we do, we don't realize that there are repercussions for doing those actions. There are outcomes and consequences that are negative and that are not welcomed, but they will come nevertheless. And those actions are obviously evil actions, bad actions, actions which are condemnable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this verse of the Quran we just heard a few moments ago, Allah Ta'ala is saying that whatever difficulty reaches you, it's because of what your own hands have earned. This is due to your own acquisition. Whatever you've done yourself, seen the repercussions of that. So, the ulama say that whenever difficulties occur in our life, although there are many, many hikam, many, many wisdoms behind those difficulties, sometimes Allah Ta'ala It may be the case that he is granting an opportunity to that slave to come close to him. And the way for him to come close is to be placed into adversity, into difficulty, and then he will beseech his Lord. He will do tawbah in the court of his Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. He will turn to Allah, ruju' ila Allah. That calamity is a blessing for him. And on other occasions, that calamity, that hardship, that problem and difficulty is directly as a result of the bad that we may have done. So this is a type of knowledge as well, knowing that a problem could have happened in my life because of my own actions. And here Allah Ta'ala is saying that this is definitely the case, that there will definitely be occasions when what we did, the wrong we did, will come back to haunt us. And that's where, again, we need to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate those difficulties and give us tawfiq to only do those good which bring goodness in our lives. Try to understand this situation, that we do a sin and a problem occurs in our life. That's 100% possible, and it does happen as well. Listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is found in Kanzul Ummal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and this hadith is narrated by Imam Hassan Basri radiyallahu ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said, if somebody is hurt by a splinter, or his foot collides with something, or his vein begins to pulsate, this is all due to a sin that he may have done. He may have committed a sin, and then he was affected by a splinter. He hurt his foot, his nerve, his vein starts pulsating. Now, these things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning are small things in comparison to major problems in our lives. If you're pricked by a thorn, or if you hurt your foot, sometimes it could be momentarily. You put some ice on it, or you put some bandage on it, plaster on it. It doesn't affect your daily activities as much. Yes, in the moment, it might have caused a bit of pain. But imagine those major calamities that occur in our life. If we're being told in a hadith that these somewhat small consequences occur because of our sins, then what about the major things that have happened in our life? Someone has a car crash, car's a write-off, someone's house is raided, burgled, or a person is playing a sport or something and he injures himself really badly, or anything of that sort. That is not to say that these things will necessarily occur because of sin, but we're mentioning, based on the hadith, that bigger issues that occur in our life can very well be down to the fact that we've committed a sin. And that's what the Quranic ayat is saying. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this hadith about things that can affect us, and he mentioned a person hurting his foot, a person, his vein pulsating, or him being pricked by a thorn or by a splinter, and the Prophet alayhi wasallam recited, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. The verse in question, the verse we're talking about, that whatever afflicts you of calamity is because of what your hands have earned. Now here, we are not to be judgmental. We are not to say to someone, oh, you're facing this calamity because of your sins. Your son is ill because of your sins. You had a car crash because of your guna. Your house was broken into because of your ma'asiyah. You had an altercation with so-and-so because of your sins. Again, we can't say that. But we know Islamically that these things could be down to our sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, O people, your Lord says, if my slaves obey me, I will provide rain at night. During the day, I will make the sun rise upon them, and they will hear no thunder, no lightning. What this hadith is trying to tell us is that on many occasions, rain is withheld because of ma'asiyah, because of sins, because of people disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then people end up praying Salatul Istisqa, where they seek rain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when people collectively do tawbah, then subhanallah, Allah ta'ala accepts their tawbah and showers them with rain. Many places there's no heat, there's no sun. The crops, vegetation are in need of the sun. And again, that could be down to sins as well. The crops end up becoming deteriorated. You don't produce what you normally would produce in land. So these things which people normally say are natural disasters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq, He is the Malik, He is the one who runs the entire universe. And sometimes because of sins, blessings are withheld. rain is withheld. We don't gain this heat of the sun. So there's a big connection between what occurs, these disasters or these problems, and our a'mal. If our a'mal are good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that He will give us, He will nourish us, He will bless us. But if we sin and then problems occur, we've only got ourselves to blame. In that moment, what happens is people begin to look for excuses because of so-and-so this is happening, because of so-and-so. And this is what the past nations used to do when they belied the Prophet of the time. They would say this, "Oh, goodness comes to us because of our own doing, and whenever bad reaches us, it's because of fulan." And they would be referring to the Prophet of the time, like Prophet Musa alayhi salam, for example. His qawm would do that. فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. They would say that when goodness comes to us, because of our own selves. And whenever any affliction reached them, they would take a bad omen and say it's because of Musa alayhi salam, because of the people with him. So that's the fitrah of insan. The insan tries to always label someone else as the cause of the problems, make someone else a scapegoat. We need to look at ourselves. What are our a'mal like? Am I feeling this hardship because of my own ma'asiyah? It may very well be the case. Let's look at what the Quran says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And whoever turned away from my dhikr, then for him is a constricted life, and we will raise him on the Day of Judgment blind. It is mukhtalif, various tafaseer in regards to this verse. Turning away from the dhikr of Allah could entail falling into polytheism, falling into kufr, disbelief, and being raised on the Day of Judgment blind could be specific to people who fall into these sins, like polytheism and shirk. But nevertheless, the ulama have said that the difficulties will be in accordance to the sin. That does not mean that someone who doesn't offer his salah, he won't have a constricted life. That does not mean that someone who earns haram won't have difficulties in his life. So depending on the sin, you will feel and experience and witness problems in life. Some people will face those difficulties in the grave, some people in the akhirah, as mentioned in the verse, and some people in this very world. And this word ma'isha means life in the verse, but it also refers to economics when we use it as well. And people are facing problems in the financial aspect of their life as well. In the past, how relatively easy was it for people to make ends meet, to pay their bills, to live? And now everyone's complaining. This is a type of punishment as well. It could be that this inflation are all-time high. People are struggling to put food on the table. People have so many problems. And these could very well be because of the nahusa, the evil, the vile nature of our sins. And collectively as well, as a community, as a society, if we're not forbidding evil, if we're not telling people to stay away from sins, we know they're doing wrong. In fact, ma'azallah, some people even encourage others to do wrong. Then obviously that punishment will encompass everyone as well. We're told this by the ulama. So we have to concentrate. What things are we failing to do in terms of obedience to Allah? Are we performing our salah? Are we giving our zakat? Are we performing hajj when it becomes fard? Are we fasting in the month of Ramadan? Are we treating parents well? Are we being merciful, affectionate towards our kids? Are we giving them an Islamic upbringing, an Islamic environment in our homes? Are we looking after the orphans? Are we being trustworthy? Are we being faithful and just in terms of wealth that belongs to people? Or is it the case that we're missing salah, we're not acting upon the faraid, we're earning haram, we're deceiving, we're cheating, we're lying, we're stealing, we're usurping, we're doing every sin under the sun? And then when a calamity enters our life, life becomes constricted, so many problems, and then we think, what's going on here? Allahu Akbar Kabira. We know what's going on here. We don't want to change the situation. We don't want to leave those things because we've become so accustomed to them. We take pleasure in them, even though it's momentary pleasure. And we don't want to leave them. We don't want to sacrifice so that the difficulties go away. Allahu Akbar. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about those who live in obedience? Allah ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. This is in Surah Nahl, verse 97. That whoever does good actions, male or female, And the condition is وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, that they are mu'min, they are believers. Remember, disbelievers, what they do in the dunya, the reward for that is limited to the dunya. In the akhirah, there's nothing for them. But even then, in the dunya, they will have a constricted life. Why? Because of the kufr, the shirk they're involved in. But look at a mu'min, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةٌ طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala says, we will grant that person a beautiful life. حَيَاةٌ طَيِّبًا, a pure life, a good life, a life of respect, a life of ease, of comfort, of solace, of peace, of tranquility, of serenity, subhanAllah. And we find many examples of people like that. They may not be the wealthiest, not the richest, not those who have the biggest rank and status in society, but they are from the Shakirin. They are grateful to Allah. They are from the Sabirin. They offer their salah. They fulfill their faraid. They help people as much as they can. They're good ambassadors of Islam. They have beautiful character. They have comfort in their life. They have peaceful lives. They're content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His will. The will, whatever Allah ta'ala has ordained for them, they're happy with that, alhamdulillah. And they have less worries, less problems in their lives. Why is that? Because they're connected to Allah and His Rasul. Ask yourselves, a person who wakes up at Fajr, at Zuhr time, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, performs ablution, stands in the corner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, places his forehead on the ground, does the dhikr of Allah, tasbih, dua, and the natija is what? That person is in comfort and ease in life. Why wouldn't this be the case? Allah Ta'ala has already told us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. You want contentment of the heart? You want satisfaction of the heart? Behold, take heed. The contentment of the heart lies in the dhikr of Allah. If someone's away from the dhikr of Allah, the obedience of Allah, the Quran that Allah has sent towards mankind, the Prophet of Islam that is the greatest of all creation and the greatest guide and leader. If someone is away from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how can he expect to have a peaceful life? And Allah Ta'ala says regarding such people who do pious actions, who are mu'min, that He'll grant them a beautiful life, a good life. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ, and we will definitely reward them with their ajr, with their reward for the good actions that they do, whatever they carry out. Allah will definitely reward them. So we all want success. We want to avoid failure. We want to avoid hardships. We want to avoid worries, calamities, problems. Then this is the way. The Quran tells us, leave the disobedience of Allah. And what does the Quran tell us? Adopt piety. You watch how goodness enters your life. People cannot protect their eyes. They cannot protect their ears, their heart, their limbs from sins. And then they want sukoon in their life. They want ease in their life. Remember, this body that Allah has given us is an amana. How we use it will be questioned. We'll be asked about that. Use the body that Allah has given you in the right way. Use the faculties that Allah has bestowed upon you in the correct way. You watch how sukoon enters your life. Wallahi al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is describing a nation of the past, and He said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If only the people of the village, they believed and they feared Allah, they adopted taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, we would have opened upon them barakat from the heavens. From the heavens and the earth, barakat مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا. However, they rejected, they belied. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Then we seize them because of what they used to do. So, taqwa is very important. This Quranic usul, this ayah is applicable to every nation, even the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Adopt taqwa, believe in Allah and His Messenger, then adopt taqwa. Watch how Allah showers His khas rahmah upon you, His blessings upon you. You've got people who are the first to complain, to read their list of complaints, list of problems. You ask them, do you pray? Oh no, I don't find time. Do you give your zakat? But I don't earn much. How do I know whether, you know, zakat is even upon me? You should know. Oh, I give a bit of charity. Do you give to the right people? Zakat can only be given to certain recipients. Do you give the correct amount? What about fasting? Oh, you know, I find it hard. What about hajj? Oh, I've got daughters. I need to marry them off first. Allah, put every excuse in the book. And then we want sukoon in our life. We want peace in our life. How is that going to work? There's so many narrations before me. Time does not permit, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about nations where zina becomes aam, for example, adultery becomes aam, And in such nations, deaths become prevalent, widespread. We've seen that today. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about people who, when weighing and measuring, are deceitful. We see that. Social media, there's so many videos that people are selling fruits, selling things, and they're being deceitful in weighing and measuring. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does that, the nation that under measures, who are deceitful in this regard, Allahu Akbar, their rizq is severed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about a nation who does not speak the truth, does not judge with the truth. Their decisions are not based on truth. Allahu Akbar. Bloodshed will become prevalent there. So we're seeing these things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about a nation who does not fulfill vows. No nation breaks their oaths. Illa sulita alayhi al-adu. Except that enemies are imposed upon them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And there's so many other things that can be said as well. We're seeing these things all around us. The thing is, we need to acknowledge this. We need to realize this. We need to confess. Biggest thing is owning to your mistakes. And saying, look, I've done wrong. I need to change. I need to change myself. And if possible, people around me. People in my family, in my surroundings. People who are close to me. Convey good, forbid evil. Inshallah, you will see how barakat enters your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember what has been said and to act upon it as well. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. To success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.